I'm Nick Lippa, here today with Julius Darvas of the Janoszka Ensemble. The group is from Vienna, Austria, and have been playing together since childhood as brothers. Tell me, how did this group come together?
I am the brother-in-law, so I married the cousin of them. And so we are family together, and we are trying to create our own style, which is called the Janoszka style. And in 2013, everybody was missing, we are all classical trained musicians. Everybody was missing in the classical music, the improvisation, the free improvisation.
It's not often you see improvisation in the classical realm, but it used to be more common, right?
Yes. In classical music, in the Baroque and also Liszt and the times from Mozart, the improvisation was totally normally. Everybody was improvising and everybody was playing free cadences and so on. And this art of improvisation, it went lost in classical music today because it's on high schools not taught anymore. And we have so good scores that everything is so good written that nobody cares about improvisation.
So let's talk about your album, Revolution. You play three Beatles arrangements on here, including a version of Yesterday that you blend with the Bach cello suite.
When Yesterday came out, when the Beatles wrote it, it was genred into a pop baroque genre. And that was very important to us to give back the feeling of baroque to the Yesterday piece. And so we combine it with Bach cello suite.
Let me ask you a bit of an abstract question here. If Bach were alive today, what do you think he would be composing?
So Bach is one of our very favorite composers. So Bach, I would think that Bach also will go on with the time, and he will maybe build up some new elements also, maybe rhythms in his music, very interesting, the Latin American rhythm with the syncope and the polyrhythm, 7 to 8 polyrhythm bars or something like that.
Hello Prince is what we're hearing right now. It's one of the original pieces you recorded for this album. Happens to be in 7-8. Is Janoszka style, is that blending the old classical ways with exposure to what the rest of the world has to offer now?
Of course, there are some genres that we include in the classical music. It's like pop, it's like Latin American music, jazz, tango, and all these genres. But you have to mix it up in a very good way that the audience like it.